as we invest in giving families the opportunity to work their way to a better future. We know that the success of both our established businesses and new startups also depends on our efforts to continue strengthening our transportation infrastructure. Through the bipartisan transportation funding plan that I signed in 2014, we are fixing roads and bridges across the state. And the 10-year transportation plan is the next step in our work to strengthen our infrastructure. I've put forward a 10-year plan that advances critical transportation goals while maintaining fiscal responsibility and living within our projected revenues. It's a plan to preserve and fix our bridges, a plan to preserve good roads now in order to avoid more expensive projects later, a plan that completes the expansion of Interstate I-93, and a plan that advances important projects on US 302 and New Hampshire State Route 16 here in the Mount Washington Valley. And as we work to strengthen our transportation infrastructure, we also recognize that high energy costs remain a burden on people and businesses across our region. We must strengthen our energy infrastructure and diversify our energy resources to reduce costs for our families and businesses, to create jobs, and to reach a more reliable clean energy future. As large-scale energy projects are considered, we must work to ensure that any proposed project will deliver real benefits to our ratepayers while incorporating local viewpoints and protecting our communities and our natural resources. From the very beginning, I, along with many other Granite Staters, have pushed more than past officials to listen to concerns of the affected communities. And I've made clear my view that if Northern Pass is to move forward, it must propose a project that protects our scenic views and our treasured natural resources, while also reducing energy costs for our families and our businesses. New Hampshire deserves the latest technologies in order to protect what we all love about our state. And any project must provide real benefits to the people of the Granite State. And while we work to strengthen our energy infrastructure and diversify our energy resources, we must also continue to be a leader in promoting clean air and combating climate change, which threatens our economic future as well as the health of our citizens. Thanks to initiatives like REGI, our renewable portfolio standard, and our long-term energy strategy, our growing clean energy sector is creating good-paying, high-quality jobs, spurring economic development, and helping combat climate change. In recent years, New Hampshire's families and businesses have invested millions of dollars in our local economy by installing solar arrays and other renewable generation facilities, decreasing the need for new transmission projects in the future. To build on our clean energy sector's success, I signed bipartisan legislation earlier this week to lift the cap on net metering, which is a critical tool for individuals and businesses to be compensated for the energy they provide to the electric grid and to other customers. While we work to support our growing clean energy economy, we are also helping to preserve the natural beauty that is critical to our thriving travel and tourism industry, which, as all of you know, is critical to the region and to the state's economy. As governor, I've worked to increase funding for travel and tourism promotion and will continue to support the shared priorities that will help make the Mount Washington Valley a destination for tourists around the globe. We know that transportation, affordable energy, and protecting our natural beauty are critical to a thriving economy. But we also know that there is more we must do to support our job-creating businesses. The Tech Village in Conway is helping to nurture a supportive business environment, and we are working at the state level to support these efforts. In the current budget, the state is, for the first time, supporting education and accelerator programs at our business incubators. And through Live Free and Start, we are bringing together business leaders and entrepreneurs to make it easier for innovative companies to start up and grow. Live Free and Start is an initiative that my office shares with the Business Finance Authority. and we've worked to modernize our securities regulations, ease the process for registering a business, and connect our startup community with angel investors in order to increase access to capital. Each of these individual efforts, from combating the heroin and opioid crisis and reauthorizing the New Hampshire Health Protection Plan, to workforce development and supporting innovative businesses, to reducing energy costs and protecting our environment, are fundamental to our shared success. We have come a long way from the depths of the recession, working together to address the priorities that are critical to supporting our vibrant communities, critical to encouraging a thriving economy with a strong middle class, and critical to maintaining the high quality of life that we're known for in New Hampshire. But our work to advance these priorities must continue if we're to help our citizens adapt to the changing economy and build a stronger, more innovative New Hampshire. These are the priorities that I have fought for since becoming governor, and these are the priorities I will continue working on with Republicans, Democrats, and independents now and into the future. Time and again, we continue to prove that New Hampshire is a place where we make government work for our people and our businesses. A place where we embrace individualism and community like nowhere else. A place where we overcome our political differences, we move past the inevitable arguments, and we come together to make progress for our people, our communities, and our economy. A place where we are facing the challenges of a changing economy head on, keeping our communities safe and secure, and working together to help our families and our businesses adapt and thrive. That important progress is not possible without you, without our job-creating businesses. And I want to continue to hear from you about how our small and nimble state government can support your hard work and remain responsive to the needs of the business community. I thank you for everything you do, and for inviting me here to join you this morning, and I look forward to your questions. Thank you.